The breaking news is this. You lost, Mr. President, again. The Supreme Court delivering a slap in the face to this desperate, undemocratic, last-ditch attempt to throw out the votes of millions of Americans. Now, here's what the court wrote for the record, okay? It said, the state of Texas' motion for leave to file a bill of complaint is denied for lack of standing under Article 3 of the Constitution. Texas has not demonstrated a judicially cognizable interest in the manner in which another state conducts its elections. All other pending motions are dismissed as moot. So let me give you the translation here. That was legalese. The translation is it's over. You don't even get to file this case, let alone argue it, let alone win it. Over. Not over, over. You lost at the Supreme Court. You lost the popular vote. You lost the electoral vote. And you lost multiple recounts. Here's what sources are telling CNN, that the president thought that he actually had a shot this time. But even the justices he put on the Supreme Court have no interest in allowing his desperate legal bids to continue. The two justices, Thomas and Alito, and I want you to listen to this very closely, right? Because it is being spun in other places as if, oh, well, they were standing and they wanted to hear and all this. It's not true, okay? Thomas and Alito, who would have at least, they would have allowed the lawsuit to be filed, they were not appointed by Trump. They were already on the court when they took office. And they specifically said, and I quote here again, it is really important, they say, I would therefore grant the motion to file the bill of complaint, but would not grant other relief. And I express no view on any other issue. So, yeah, what they're saying is you can file it and then you can go home. So much for his hopes that the judges he thought as, you know, his own would save him. Didn't happen. Here it is.
I think this will end up in the Supreme Court. And I think it's very important that we have nine justices.
We'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop.
We should be heard by the Supreme Court. Something has to be able to get up there. Otherwise, what is the Supreme Court?
What is the Supreme Court? They are the people telling you to hang it up. And here's the message tonight to those 18 attorneys general and those 126 House Republicans who signed on to the president's doomed attempt to overturn our election. You'll never be able to walk away from this. Hang your head in shame. Tried to kill our democracy. This will go down on your permanent record. So how do those Republicans feel now? Those 126 House Republicans who supported this president's fight to throw out millions and millions of votes in four swing states just because they went for Joe Biden and not for him. Those elected officials you see there, their names are up on your screen right now. They got where they are because of voters, right? They all won their elections. Now they have the privilege of joining Trump in losing his. Way to turn yourselves from winners to losers.
David, Saturday, January 12th, first things for me was that as soon as I saw that announcement come over my phone, I think the sun came out, the birds started singing again, and the weight that had been on my shoulders these last 2 months just, I don't know, fell away.
I am feeling this morning, there's fog out this morning as I'm walking, but the fog in Seattle in the winter usually precedes a beautiful sunny day, okay? And I am feeling that song. I can see clearly now the rain has fallen. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It is a glorious day. Should never have gotten there. But for a moment, let's leave that aside and just wallow in the joy of this. And I let myself yesterday go, and I think I'm still there. Let myself and today, yesterday and today, go to a place of that happy political triumphalism, where it's not my best self, Steve. It's not my best self, but it's one of of joy at what has occurred. And so I'm going to do that right here and now, Steve, and just ask you, so what was the vote total on granting relief to the president, the Trump administration? What was it, Steve?
It was 9-0.
9-0, baby. 9-0. All right. When was the last time we saw 9-0 at the Supreme Court for anything?
I have no. All right. I have
9-0. Right. 9-0. So, you know, how they got to 9-0 is one of those stories that probably is a book to be written. But the last 9-0 I can recall with incredible value was a 9-0 in Brown v. Board of Education.
Wow.
Okay. 9-0. And that one changed this country. What will this one do? I don't have that high of hopes, but I do believe it was definitive, right? Definitive.
I do. I'm sticking with that. I know you'll bring up later other things. I know we have some time to bring up the other issues. I'm not going there. I'm staying where you're there. You're at. Staying where the sun is shining and the birds are singing.
Yes. Yes. And it's just so glorious. They swatted it down. And Don Lemon, that was total triumphalism with Don Lemon there, right?
That was. Well deserved, considering all the opprobrium, the abuse that's heaped upon him by all those people. That was great. And I love that he ran the list of all the Republicans, all the elected Republicans, the House members who, as he said, you know, are forever going to be part of that lawsuit. We're never going to be part of that fear and panic and obsequiousness that led them to sign up for the lawsuit.
You know, I want to give a total props to a colleague at Common Power, Bert Greenwood. Bert yesterday we were texting back and forth a little bit, fully enjoying this moment. And she suggested that she'd love to see Common Power take that list of 126 and keep track of them and see how many of them we can defeat in 2022 and 2024. And there's a lot of them there's a lot of them we have no chance with because their gerrymandered districts are so strong. But there's got to be, I haven't looked at the list, but there's got to be 10 to 15 on that list that are in somewhat competitive districts. That if we can marshal the energy behind this, the anger, because this is what this has brought. Sure, we've been talking a lot about how this fight by Trump for the new lost cause strengthens his hold on the Republican Party, but it clarifies and catalyzes those of us fighting for a just and inclusive democracy too. We know exactly what is ahead of us, and we are ready.
I think it'd be great to pick each one of those, even the gerrymandered districts, and get a candidate who's willing to, you know, back a candidate who's willing to say, you people were in the wrong. And yeah, sure, vote against me. Go ahead. Support this loser and his terrible, terrible anti-democratic ideas. But just go around the district making that charge and making that speech.
Oh my God, you're right. We can get behind whoever their opponents are, whoever they do end up being. We can get behind them for sure. Just so great. So in Lemon's comments there, Don Lemon's comments, and the sense of it's over. It's over.
No, yeah, it's over.
It's over. And CNN has been incredible in this whole 2 months of this election season, from basically the week or two before the election all the way through the now. And maybe even I'd go back further in time, because they have been so truth telling in terms of the lies about fraud, potential fraud, and then supposed fraud that Trump and others have put forward all that time. Lemon is one of those key voices on there. Dana Bash is another one. Abby Phillip has been a rock star, brand new face on the kind of national political scene. John King on election night was great. But through it all, cutting through it all, is your second cousin.
Oh, yeah.
All right? Your second cousin. So hype him up, and then let's hear what he had to say yesterday.
Yeah. Does he need any more hype? The guy is he draws cartoons. He is an author of best-selling books, and he's been a stellar journalist all through this. You know, our family's sort of journalism legacy is interesting because we had an uncle, who was a copy boy, and then rose up the ranks at the Chicago American and the Daily News and the Sun Times, and he becomes a editor and a reporter, and then he goes and gets a law degree, and he comes back and gets one of the first interview shows on WTTW in Chicago in the late 40s, early 50s, and he goes on to become the general counsel in the Senate for the committee that eventually puts out the Freedom of Information. It wasn't called the Freedom of Information Act then, but he was the one who led the investigation and the uncovering of the necessity, and then they wrote the law that became eventually the Freedom of Information Act. So that was the guy who was our legacy. That's why I became a journalist, was because of my uncle. He died in 1960 of leukemia, or 61 rather, of leukemia, and I just, you know, he was important. And then his daughter became a journalist. She was an arts critic and a classical music reporter for newspapers, eventually gets laid off from the San Diego papers, and lives up in Eugene now, but had been a journalist for 30, 35 years. Her husband, a movie critic with San Diego papers, also laid off. You know, so they dealt with the destruction of the news business. And then Jake, who's, I told you, his father's a pediatrician and a strong advocate for justice. Jake goes up through the ranks all the way to become this great journalist. All right, I hyped him.
Jake Tapper of CNN. And I asked you to read two tweets that he tweeted out yesterday where he just laid it out. Steve, in Jake's words, please.
I don't think we as a nation have ever seen someone lose so spectacularly, decisively, pathetically, over and over. I don't think we've ever seen a leader lose so methodically, so ridiculously, so masochistically. And have we ever before seen so many officials say, hey, that losing you're doing so hideously, so flailingly, so spasmodically, that looks like something I want to be a part of. This effort, based on nonsense and lies to disenfranchise millions of Americans, sign me up.
Jake Tapper for the win, man. Yes. You know, and all these attorneys general and all these secretaries of state that they have saved democracy. They have. And the Supreme Court is going to do many, many bad things in the future. But they're part of this story today, all right, on behalf of democracy. They got to 9-0, all right, 9-0. There hasn't been a 9-0 liberal decision since, and this is not liberal, this is a Democratic decision, since Clarence Thomas joined the bench, okay? Amazing. This is amazing, and it is everything it should be. It's exactly what it should have been. If you're going to bring this bullshit to the Supreme Court, then you're going to get smacked down by them.
Yeah. All right. I'm not even going to bring up all the things that happen next. If you're going to do that, you let me know. But me, I'm just staying right now with that moment. I just, I toasted them last night. Went outside and toasted them right to the sky. Thank you, Justice Roberts.
Trump is going nuts on Twitter this morning. All right. He's you know, he's just like, the wisdom, we were let down by the Supreme Court, no wisdom, no courage. And now he's blasting William Barr because Barr won't bring an independent counsel for Hunter Biden. And Trump is out there just going nuts. about the whole thing. And on Parler, man, they are going after the Supreme Court justices, their pals, of course, right? Because they're Supreme Court justices. The Roberts is long lost in their mind, long lost, even though Roberts is hardly a liberal, not even close. But in their minds, he's long lost. So now they've turned their attention to Kavanaugh, and they've decided that maybe these allegations against Kavanaugh were true. All right.
That's how they're responding.
Yes. Yes. And then of course against Gorsuch and Coney Barrett, and then even Alito and Thomas, there'll be fallout from this, and it's going to be significant. And I suspect that Monday with the Electoral College will be a really a dangerous day in our country. But today, Steve, today is 20 years from Bush v. Gore. All right. Yesterday, they make this 9-0 decision. 20 years ago, the court ruled 5-4 to stop the recount in Florida. Totally different constitutional questions in play at the time. But in both cases, the U.S. Supreme Court was definitive. And who would you have put your money on in those two courts in terms of delivering a 9-0 ruling? Not this one, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, not Roberts. He was there. He was part of it.
No, he wasn't. Oh, yeah, he was behind the scenes with the campaign.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, he was part of the Bush campaign then. And so he is no shining knight here. He is a devastating chief justice when it comes to voting rights. But he doesn't brook stupidity. He never has, okay? He doesn't brook stupidity. And the Trump administration on the census, on the Affordable Care Act, on so many things has been stupid. And Roberts is too smart for that. He's like, look, we're going to win this battle for conservatism, but it's going to be on smart terms, not stupid ones. So our work ahead is clear. We know exactly the voter suppression work we need to fight against. But 9-0 yesterday, man, I can't even believe it. I can't even believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, the sun's coming up. You're going to have a good walk today.
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to enjoy this. Monday is the Electoral College. And between, 48 hours in American politics is a lifetime. So we'll see where those 126 Republicans show up now and what they start to do after this and what those 18 attorneys general. And I was thinking we got to come up with a nickname, like a Trumpian nickname, like the seditious 126. I'm not sure. Okay.
All right. It has to be alliterative. That's good.
All right. This is a beautiful day. It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. See all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, 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 bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, 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 sunshiny day. We'll be right back.